From the WGXE newsroom, this is the WGXE Daily News. I'm Philip Graham. Paul Nelson is reporting for the Times Union on September 5th. Amtrak will resume all scheduled service between New York City and the Albany Rensselaer Station, along with other services. Trains will also be operating again along the Empire Service and Maple Leaf routes, the Ethan Allen Express, and Amtrak trains 48 and 49, and the Lakeshore Limited to and from Chicago. The service and others along the Hudson River were temporarily shut down after the area was hit hard last week by remnants of Hurricane Ida. Anyone looking for more information is advised to call 1-800-USA-RAIL. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. Neil Reisman is reporting for State of Politics that good government organizations, press groups, and advocates for people with disabilities in New York last week called for a public hearing on the state's open meetings law after state lawmakers and Governor Kathy Hochul agreed to allow government bodies to meet remotely until January 15th. Local and state government entities must provide electronic access to meetings for the public. The measure was approved as the more contagious Delta variant has led to a spike in transmissions and hospitalizations. The state of emergency previously allowed government bodies to meet remotely during the pandemic has expired. Hochul said after signing the measure into law, and I quote, "This common sense legislation extends a privilege that not only helps New Yorkers participate safely in the political process, but also increases New Yorkers' access to their government by allowing for more options to view public meetings," end quote. However, the new measure has created concerns from open government advocates that in-person access to elected officials will be limited by the move to allow a return to remote meetings. A letter from advocacy groups said last week, and I quote, "New Yorkers should not have to choose between remote access and in-person public meetings. It's possible to do both, and many public agencies have," end quote. The groups, including Reinvent Albany, the New York Public Interest Research Group, Common Cause, the New York News Publishers Association, and the Center for the Independence of the Disabled New York, are arguing to continue remote access for people who cannot otherwise attend in-person meetings. According to the coalition's letter, and I quote, "Unfortunately, many public bodies across the state return to in-person meetings without remote access and participation for New Yorkers at home. This was a burden for those unable to make it to meeting locations, which can often be hours away," end quote. The group says a public hearing would provide opportunity for the public, the press, and officials to weigh in on how open meetings law should be amended to reflect stakeholders' changing needs. You can read the full story at nystateofpolitics.com. Sam Rowdens is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The city of Hudson is in the process of applying for a community development block grant and is looking for residents interested in participating in the program. Mayor's aide Michael Hoffman said, and I quote, "The intention is, of course, to rehabilitate homes to live in safely, not to flip for profit," end quote. Applicants must own and occupy the home as their primary residence, according to the application. Grant funds can also be used to rehabilitate up to 2 rental units, provided the units remain affordable. Hoffman said the city must submit grant material by the end of September, and interested property owners should apply by September 20th. Hoffman said the maximum grant award is $500,000, which translates to $30,000 to $40,000 per unit being renovated. Applicants must make less than approximately $54,000 for a family of 3 to qualify. Preference will be given to those who earn $36,600 or less. If the award is granted, the city would receive the funds in 2022. The Common Council last month adopted the resolution authorizing Mayor Kamal Johnson to apply for the grant on the city's behalf. Those interested can apply on the city's website. Editor's note, Johnson is a volunteer WGXE on-air programmer, and you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Shanice Holmes Brown reports in the Times Union that the number of deaths from motorcycle crashes in New York increased by 35% from 2019 to 2020, according to the State Department of Motor Vehicles. DMV Commissioner Mark J.F. Schroeder said in a written statement, and I quote, "Despite fewer vehicles on the road last year, we saw a startling increase in deadly motorcycle crashes, and every life lost was someone's loved one," end quote. Officials said one explanation for the increase in motorcycle fatalities is that more people bought motorcycles during the pandemic. State Trooper Ian D. Giovine said, and I quote, "I think the pandemic made people look a little bit more at outside activities. People wanted to be more outside oriented because anything that was happening indoors was canceled," end quote. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration said, and I quote, "Driving patterns and behaviors," end quote, "changed last year and I quote, "drivers who remained on the roads engaged in more risky behavior, including speeding, failing to wear seat belts, and driving under the influence of drugs or alcohol," end quote. You can read more about this story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.